Blog Talk Radio.
Hi everyone, it's Colleen from Daytime After Dark. It's Wednesday the 5th, and tonight's guest will be Jessica Morris. I am so excited about, you know, her coming on the show. And, oh, there she is. And, okay, people, Jessica Morris, you know her from One Life to Live, but I will call her the queen of Lifetime movies. I love it when she's in a Lifetime movie, people. I get excited and happy. So I will bring her on. Hi, Jessica.
Thank you so much. Nice to talk
to you.
Again.
Well, yeah, you are the queen of Lifetime movies, and I'm addicted to them. And did the wrong mommy come out already?
It did.
Because
it came out
at
the end of last year.
Okay, so I have to add that to my list. You were great in The Wrong Roommate. Oh my gosh, you were. You were fantastic.
Thank you. Thank you for watching.
You know, I love Lifetime movies, okay? I'm not watching them anymore at 2 o'clock in the morning. I learned my lesson from my last time Lifetime movies, because people, Lifetime movies sometimes don't end the way you think they are going to end. And
right.
You shouldn't be watching them at 2 o'clock in the morning. I almost called you Zen. I was thinking about One Life to Live, and almost came out of my mouth. I'm like, no, Jessica, don't say Zen. I couldn't stop. I really couldn't stop myself doing that, but I didn't. But yeah, are you going to be doing any more Lifetime movies? Because I need you to do Lifetime movies. I'm addicted to them.
Well, I like having work, too, so I'm right there with you. Well, in December, I shot one. The working title was Pool Boy Nightmare. So I'm not sure if that will be the title once it airs or not, but I don't have any dates yet on when it's going to air, but hopefully it will this year at some point.
Okay, well, just let me know because, I need to get my popcorn ready, and so have you been writing? Any writing? Because you're a writer, too.
I have. I've been working away at my scripts and have a couple, possible job opportunities there, pitching to different companies with my writing partner, Melissa Archer, and then also on a couple things on my own as well.
Well, I think that is just, terrific. I mean, I still want you in daytime. I mean, I see you on General Hospital or Dades or Young and the Restless or both, just because I feel like we need to see more of, people that we saw every day. And I just feel like you should just go back in daytime. This will make me happy. It's not about your career at all. It's about the fact that I want to see you back in daytime. Because I think you really belong in daytime. And I was going to ask you, it's funny, all your movies from 2017 is The Wrong Student, The Wrong Man, The Wrong Teacher, The Wrong Mommy. It's like they have the wrong title, I thought that was I thought it was really funny. I'm like, and I just think that, people should just be on Lifetime movies all the time, because it's great to see daytime stars, in Lifetime movie, because it's this,
yeah.
I feel like it's this, you know, really good, because you're always playing a new character, and you always, you know, you always keep people on their toes and everything, and I just think that, okay, if I can't have you in daytime, then you have to do every Lifetime movie then. I guess that's, you know.
That's the next best thing.
Yeah, if I had to pick for you, and the night I put Mixology on, it was on like one of the old stations, and I saw you, and I'm like, oh, I didn't know she was in that. So, you know, because I, my TiVo, I said your name, and it just gave me a list of everything, and I'm like, record. Yeah, soon, yeah. I don't know. You know, so, since I found out that my TiVo has the voice activation, I'm having a little too much fun with that, because it's just like you can say anything, and it just pops up. So I think that is really cool. And have you got any TV shows or any pilots coming up that we need to know about?
I'm going to be in episode 9 of the new Party of Five show. Have you watched any of that?
That is so cool.
Yeah,
that is awesome.
Cool. If you haven't watched it yet, it's a fantastic show. The first episode had me in tears. It's so good. So I'll be showing up in episode 9 of that. It should be, I think, the end of this month, possibly. I don't have the exact air date for that episode. But keep a lookout for that. And other than that, I'm just doing, you know, auditions have picked up now that it's, you know, the start of the year. So I'm auditioning and just, you know, trying to line up more work for the rest of the year.
Well, I think it's, you know, great that also, like, Party of Five, you know, is coming back. 90210 came back last summer. You know, I think it's great when they bring back old shows like that, because, you know, you guys will have a new generation watching a show that we watched in our generation. Great, I feel
exactly.
old saying that.
And
it,
you know, and
yeah,
like
I feel old when I say that now. I think it's a great thing, and I cannot wait.
Yeah.
Now I have to put that on my TiVo. Okay, I wrote that down. So it was a fun shooting the episode, because, you know, is it the same premise as the old one, or is it like...
It's a similar premise with the five children that don't have their parents. In the original show, the parents had passed away. In this show, it's actually, you know, it's pretty relevant for the things that are happening in our, you know, in our country. But it's the fact that their parents get deported. So the parents are deported, and they're left to take care of the business and to take care of each other. There's a little baby that's in the family, and none of them really know how to take care of a baby or a business or take care of themselves, so they're just left to figure it all out.
Interesting. Oh my gosh, I cannot wait to see it, because it looks, you know, it looks really good. And I just want to say that your Instagram, because I was trying to find you on Twitter, and I had no luck on Twitter for you, but I've been looking at your Instagram page lately, and you post really fun stuff on your Instagram page, by the way.
Oh, thank you. I try to keep it up. You know, it's a nice tool as an actor and as a person to just kind of express yourself and, you know, let people know what's going on in your life. I'm not too personal with it. I usually just keep it pretty artistic with my work stuff or, you know, fun photo shoots or things like that. And so I'm glad you enjoy it.
I mean, I love this picture with you and Melissa also, who played Natalie on One Life with Love, who I love. I just thought it was a really cool picture, and I was like looking at all your Instagram things, and I'm like, wow, she can take really good pictures, and I'm like,
oh, thank you.
So people, you need to go look at Jessica's Instagram, because it's JessicaMorris01, and she has a lot of followers, and she has 916 posts, people, so you can look there for hours and hours. And before I bring my co-host on, did you watch the Super Bowl, and did you have a favorite team you were going for, or did you not watch it?
Yeah, I did watch it. I loved the halftime show. I'm not a huge sports person, but I love Super Bowl parties because there's always good snacks there. And, you know, I wasn't really rooting for any team in particular, but the party that I was at had a lot of really big Kansas City fans there. So it was really awesome since they won to, you know, kind of experience the excitement and the energy that went along with it, because they were all just so happy, you know. So that was kind of, that was fun to be around.
Well, I thought the halftime show was good, and it was really good. And I know a lot of people were having a problem with little kids watching it, but I thought Jennifer Insecure did a really good job. And, you know, I wasn't offended. I mean, Twitter was offended for some reason.
Oh.
But, yeah,
who
I thought...
Why were they offended?
They thought because of the way they were dressed and all that. And I'm like, people, it's 2020. Come on.
Yeah.
You know, people, you
no,
know,
they
people.
Look fabulous. They look so good.
You know, yes. I didn't tell my grandma to tune into the Super Bowl halftime just because of that, because I didn't want to hear it, because I'm really smart. I'm like, see, go so I tune in. I'm like, no, not this year. No, no. No, but I thought it was amazing. But I will say the 49ers got robbed. They threw one. Mm-hmm. It was a bad call. I'm still not over the Niners winning because Mr. Simmons, you know, I'm from Seattle. He was the Seahawks for so long, and then he left us and went to the Niners, and trying to forgive him, but, you know, I was just hoping for him, and I was hoping for the state of California, for they could bring home the Super Bowl, especially after Kobe Bryant. I just thought maybe that would lift some people's spirits up, because, you know, the Kobe Bryant thing, I'm still really hard processing, but
mm-hmm.
you know, I was really hoping for California, for, you know, people will feel better, and then Kansas City won, so still, I don't think it's fair, but I will let go of it maybe one day. But I will bring on David. Hey, David.
Hi, Cardi. Hi, Jessica. How you doing?
Hi, how are you? I'm great.
I'm doing great. Okay, yeah, you did good in the Lifetime movies. I did watch some of them. You were awesome actress. No. You were awesome actress in the Lifetime movies.
Oh, thank you.
I love your Lifetime movies.
Thank you for watching.
Okay, I saw you in Lucifer. What was it like on that show? You were on Lucifer. What was it like looking on that?
You saw what?
On Lucifer. Lucifer. Lucifer.
On what?
Lucifer. Lucifer.
Oh, it wasn't on Lucifer.
CSI Miami?
No, Lucifer. Lucifer.
Okay.
I wasn't on Lucifer. It's a cool show, though.
And CSI New York City was on that too. We're like working on those shows.
CSI.
The Christmas movie, The Last Mermaid, right?
Oh, CSI.
Yeah, that was that. That's what he was. You know, the Christmas movie you did, The Last Mermaid, were you in that one?
The Mermaid, A Mermaid for Christmas? Yeah, I was in that.
Yeah, that's the one he's asking about, yeah.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, that was really fun to shoot. It was really fun to wear a mermaid tail.
Yeah, I thought it was really good.
Yeah.
David, did you have any other questions?
Yeah, we're asking about Lucifer.
I can't understand what you're saying. I'm sorry.
Let's see. Any other questions, David?
Yeah, when you're not working, what do you like to do when you're not working?
When I'm not working, I feel like I don't have much time when I'm not working, actually. But I'm trying to make more time to have hobbies and to do some more, fun things. I just started learning how to play tennis. So I'm pretty excited about that because I've only played once, but I really liked it, and I can't wait to practice and get better at it.
Awesome, Marco. Yeah, we miss you on TV. We miss you on the soaps. So.
Oh, thank you.
Would that work? Hope we get you back on soaps. Awesome, but yeah, you always
working
to come back.
Carly is working on it, people, don't worry. And, he was talking about Lucifer. That's what you were in Lucifer. He was asking about that, too.
I wasn't on Lucifer.
Yeah, how was that? Yeah.
No, I wasn't on that show. I did a movie called Lucifer. Maybe that's why you're getting confused with that.
Okay, well, yeah, the IMDb is wrong for once. And anything else you want to ask David before I bring in Bobby?
Oh, thanks for coming on. I appreciate it.
Thanks. Nice talking to you.
Okay, David, I will put you on hold. Hey, Bobby.
Hey, Carly. Hey, Jessica.
Hi, how are you?
It's great to talk to you again.
You too.
Yeah. Well, I know. Well, I guess I learned one thing. At least what I said before about you being the other Jenny on the block is probably now since I've seen the halftime show of the Super Bowl and know what happened, I guess I can probably learn that maybe after what I said about you all the time when you was on One Life Live, now I just realized 20 years later that I was wrong, and maybe I should have been referring to Jennifer Lopez at the time, but that's for a different story. But you're still J-Mo, and she's J-Lo.
That is a nickname I have. That's
because you have joked about that to Lisa Ren and Ty Trendley when you guys did
mm-hmm.
Super Soap event on SoapNet, and you guys had your interview back in the day. But since you was in Mermaid for Christmas, I have what was it like to work with Kyle Lauer, who on Days of Our Lives recently, the recent Rex former Brady on Days of Our Lives, what's it like working with him?
He's great to work with. He's a really nice guy. He's very professional and
mm-hmm.
He's just very down to earth guy. So it makes it easy to just have fun and get the work done.
Right. Probably once I get a subscription to Amazon Prime, that's going to be the first movie I'm going to check out, along with some of the other Amazon programming like The Bay.
Awesome.
And so I'm going to be able to check it out. But it would be nice to see on Days, if only the package deal would come where Philip returned back, but we get JPL back on there as opposed to because he was great as Rex, and I know for a while there was a good, interesting Rex Jen relationship going on One Life Live for a while. And
that was.
And it would be nice to just see something like that happen again. I know that probably be good if, because the only character I can think of right now, even though it probably won't be possible, would be if they age Claire and get her out of the loony bed. And because you're close to being more like what the current Sierra's age is now. I would say maybe I'll take that back. You might be about 15 years older than her. I should say. I'll take that back.
Okay.
But that would be a nice role to do, because I would love to see you on Days maybe, or because I mean it's just too bad that Kathy is about to leave the show, because that would have been a great One Life Live reunion.
Oh yeah, I love her. She's great.
Yeah, because I'm gonna see her in a couple weeks in Myrtle Beach, so I'll make sure I put in a good word for you in case One Life Live decided to come up with that vampire puzzle reboot and add her and you and Melissa onto the cast. I may not have time to watch it because I barely kept up with the Port Charles vampire storyline when Michael and Kelly was on there.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Well, thanks. So, yeah, that sounds really fun.
But anyway, I hope you have a wonderful night. And
me too.
And I look forward to your next movie. By the way, what's the next film you got coming out?
That one will be The Pool Boy Nightmare, which will be a Lifetime movie, but I'm not sure exactly the air date. But I will let everybody know, I promise.
Okay. All right. Well, I look forward to hopefully checking out that. It sounds like a cool movie, but I'm not too sure if it's going to be scary because I'll just probably watch some of these Lifetime movies again, because I have plenty that has a lot of your friends from Days and General Hospital and Bold and Beautiful on dating back to last year that I need to catch up with once I and also I got a lot of Hallmark Channel films, so I may catch you maybe on one of those Lifetime movies down the road.
That would be great.
All right, well, have a good night.
Thanks for keeping an eye out, and it was so nice to talk to you.
And I'll be on your
Okay, Bobby,
so
I will put you on hold.
All right.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye, Bobby.
Okay, I will bring on Maggie. Hey, Maggie.
Hey, Jessica. Hey, Carly.
Hi.
How you doing?
Yay. I'm great. How about you?
Back on the show. Hanging in there. Thank you. It's so wonderful that you got to come back with us today.
I know. So exciting.
Yeah. I love Lifetime movies. I really do. That's one of my weaknesses. Yeah.
They're very addictive.
They sure are. Yeah, it's different parts. Cause I use a Sweet Jen, Sweet Jen, and then you play these little pearl different characters. And it's like, is it Jen?
Well, I have all different kinds of sides to me, so it's fun to play different kind of roles.
I would think it would be, because you don't want to get typecast, and that the way you're doing it now is the right way.
Well, thank you.
But you're welcome. So you are writing now, right? A book or
I am.
Screenplay?
Yeah, I'm hoping. Yeah, I have a couple shows that I'm working on, and then that I'm pitching, and then also a couple films. So yeah, I'm hoping one of those, goes somewhere, because then I could have a role for myself in those projects as well, and it would just be really exciting to see something that, started from nothing and then that I created come to life. That would just be extra special, even more exciting than just showing up on set with a script that's already written.
Definitely. Because it's your baby then. It's your creation.
Yeah.
And, only you wouldn't, how you really wanted to come across. And I think that would be wonderful, hopefully. So
yeah, fingers crossed.
Seeing something. Yes, we got fingers crossed.
Yeah. Okay, good.
How's the weather by you?
You know what? It got warm, and then now all of a sudden it's freezing again. And I know it's not freezing compared to other places, so I'm a little spoiled with warm weather. But I grew up in Florida and then live in California, so yeah.
I
like wearing sundresses. You know, it's just harder for me to dress cute when it's cold. I get tired of wearing sweaters and coats.
It definitely it ruins the whole outfit. I mean,
it does. It ruins the whole
sundresses
outfit.
Are. Yeah, you gotta show the pretty dress after all. My daughter was from South Florida, and she still can't get it from Chicago, so she can't really get used to it up here. Because I'm a South Florida girl, I'm not used to this stuff.
Yeah, me neither.
No, because she wears the pretty dresses, and I thought, I think I'll put a coat on top of that today. but she's getting used to it.
Is it cold where you are?
Yes. Chicago is always cold.
Yeah.
Chicago
and Seattle both are freezing right now. We had snow yesterday. The little stone didn't stick, which I was upset with. I'm like, come on, I see rain enough. Can I just see a little snow, please? And... it was snowflake, but it didn't say around, and it's really, really cold here, and I'm like, okay, I'm ready for summer, I am, I'm ready for, good weather, and I get jealous of California, because you guys get such good weather there, and the other part of the country is freezing. I'm like, that's not fair, but, you know.
Nah.
I know you gotta come to the warm places. Like birds, you just migrate to the warmth.
Exactly, they're the biggest. Then you got when we first time we went to Vegas, it rained, and the cab driver says, "You did it. You came from Chicago. You brought the rain. It never rains here." And I go, "Okay, we didn't really bring it with us. I guess it just was a weather pattern that day." you Chicago people did. I said, we bring the snow. Then I could say, yeah, that we did that. The rain? No, we don't control
right.
that.
You're like, I'll admit to that, but not the rain.
Exactly. Yeah. Wow.
Well, it was nice to talk to you.
Very nice to talk to you.
Yeah, and thanks for calling in. And please, Jessica, when you have a new movie, or have a new show, just Facebook me, and we will get you on,
okay.
Because, and when you put a 5-episode comes up, then we can talk about it after it airs.
Okay, sure, sounds great.
Sounds good.
Okay,
right,
thank you.
Good.
Have a good night.
Bye.
Bye.
Night. Oh, just so early there, right?
She is so adorable. That was Jessica Morris, you guys. Okay.
Hey, Maggie.
Hey,
David.
You guys, I heard it in our interview. And I've been holding something in our day. Exactly 1:33. West Coast time, our world got destroyed today. And this is bullshit because of what happened today. He got off. The son of a bitch got off. I'm sorry.
I know.
I am angry. I'm mad. I'm everything. And you know what, ABC, for you to... you know, put on Michael and Kiki and Sarah, and then go at 1:00, and then a hustle is supposed to be seen, and you cut to the stupid voting thing. Was ridiculous. It was, unnecessary. And Ms. McConnell and Lindsey Graham and Susan Collins, there is a special place in hell for you today because of what you have done to the American people. You know what? none of you have more accomplices. None of you. Okay, Mitt Romney, you know, did the right thing, voting against his own party. But I'm saying he's guilty of sin. He got away with it. Clinton got impeached. So, a really private matter. And this person who I can't stand, and I did not watch the State of the Union last night, and my dad calls me and goes, oh, are you watching the State of the Union? And I go, no, I don't want to throw up. Because every time I look at him, he makes me physically ill. So my point is, come November, everyone, turn on the Republicans, vote Democrat, let's turn this thing over, and you're going to see a House divided now, because you're going to see such a House divided between the Republicans and the Democrats. And you know what? The Republicans caused this, and you know, Mr. McConnell has never, ever been able to vote because, you know, he called it. He goes, oh, he will get acquitted even before the trial came up. Okay, he should have never been allowed on the Senate floor to do this. You know, and I'm sorry, in the way Mike Senator, Patty Murray looked today, like she was physically ill to his stomach. And the other thing I want to say is, good job, Nancy Pelosi, last night at the State of the Union, whipping the paper, you go-go, you know. I mean, you know, a bunch of lies, she just whipped it up. So, Maggie, what are you feeling?
Well, there's two sides of the country, okay? But when you have like a State of the Union and that, you kind of want to be the whole country united, even just for that one night. And it totally did not feel that way. You could see the writing on the wall that it was, you know, it just didn't sit right with me. It wasn't a normal State of the Union that I have seen in the past. It's just, I don't know.
I agree. But I know that we're supposed to get some bad thunderstorms tomorrow night. Hopefully that won't interrupt Gray's Anatomy as far as the tornado warnings go. But I think hell is freezing over, and nobody has predicted the forecast for hell as of 4 o'clock this afternoon. But thank God that us East Coasters, Maggie, David, and I, got a chance to get our soaps in time.
Right.
You know,
we did today, fortunately.
I'm behind.
Last week, Charlie had it on a couple of days when I didn't. And I always thought if they didn't have it in one area, they didn't have it in any area.
What I got mad about the most, what I got mad about was 1:52, they go back to regular programming. And I'm like, you people, you know, and I'm sorry, I Twittered today, and if Cuomo does not put Dental Hospital on tonight at 1:32, they will be busy on my end tomorrow because we have, who do we have tomorrow, David?
Lenny Curtis. Lenny Curtis.
We have him. We have her. And so I've been thinking we probably won't have a Friday show because by Friday I probably won't have a voice because I screamed so much on my TV today I just lost it. And I only threw a pillow. I almost threw a glass, but I don't want to break my little TV or my TiVo. So, you know.
Well, I know what you mean, Carly. I know what you mean. I understand. But I'm going to say this in closing. I know who not to vote for come November. I don't care who wins Iowa, who wins South Carolina, who wins November, but I mean not November, no, New Hampshire, excuse me. But I know who I'm going to vote for coming out of there, because I mean even if the mayor of South Bend, I wouldn't mind voting for him, because seeing those Bloomberg campaigns, I think he's going to end up being like this guy.
You know what? I'm sorry, I can't vote for Bloomberg, because it feels like if we vote for Bloomberg, again, we are lying, you know, okay, he has more money than Trump, I get it. But what he did when he was in New York as mayor, and some of the politics he did as mayor in New York, I never agreed with.
Right.
And I'm sorry, I'm going for Biden. Biden's my guy.
Well, I agree. It's either Joe Biden or Elizabeth Warren, or because if it's going to be the mayor of South Bend, I might as well vote independent before I vote for either our president or him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and also I want to say too, Bobby, I'm sorry if I sounded a little sad with you today on the text when you asked me if it was still on. It just came on when you texted me. And I was getting not guilty, and you texted me right at the wrong time
I'm sorry, Carly.
No, it's okay. I'm not mad. It was just when there
Carly, thank God I don't live in Kansas City, because all they had on every channel was the Chiefs parade today, because that was even on the NFL Network. I mean, I'm happy that the Chiefs won, but I just wish that was San Francisco. But can you imagine the ABC station in San Francisco going head to head with the situation right there? And especially, I mean, they probably going to show it overnight anyways in San Francisco. I don't know about Los Angeles, but and Seattle, but they're probably going to show it overnight anyways.
How I feel about Washington, the Washington. You know, as far as I'm concerned, if Washington, D.C. got blown up right now why?
Careful what you listen to, because Iran or North Korea might hear you.
Yeah.
But I'm not worried about them.
Come on. I said worse before, and nothing happened to me.
Like I said earlier, how are frozen over, and I know who not to vote for come November.
Mm-hmm.
Not him, not Bloomberg, not the mayor of South Bend. But if any case of imagination, I will vote independent before that. And I'll start listening to when he does get better, and I pray that he does get better from his cancer, Rush Limbaugh, before I decide to vote for either this guy or Bloomberg.
I'm glad I didn't watch the State of the Union, but before we go tonight, I just want to say one thing. Zach, you are completely a jackass. Okay, how dare you tell my cousin how, you know, Jocelyn is of age, and if I was Carly, I would not want my daughter separated from me. And number two, Zeri, I'm sorry, people think Zeri would not hurt Jocelyn? Really? Okay, Zeri held up everyone at the mental coach. Do people remember that? Do people remember that he saw Robin? Do you people remember he was the reason Anna died?
And
okay.
He had a heart attack? Yes.
Okay.
But you
know
who he had when you had him.
I know it was very, you see what you get, I get that. But don't come on my timeline and tell me that Zeri would never hurt his niece. Okay?
Yeah, right.
If Zach got in the way and Zach's is acting like Jocelyn was the one that was getting shot at, grow the hell up. Okay, they were aiming for Michael. They were not aiming for Jocelyn. They were aiming for Michael.
For Michael.
Exactly.
Okay, so
I didn't
everyone gets on their high horse about Zach sending Zach away from home, we both said, we'll remain justice when Zach saw Crazy Mary in everyone's life and Baba Kimmy, and he never got solved with anything. But you want to pick on my Sonny? So listen,
yes.
Sonny didn't do this, and I will say this. Zach is behind this, along with Valentine. And you know what? For good measure, I'm throwing in Taggart. Because he just comes back and there's a marble. Yeah. It's really.
And Polly. Normally I would agree with what Eden McCoy posted or say on Twitter, but for goodness sake, Eden, I love you to death and everything else, but why don't you have to just say that Ingelo, or Dax, is daddy daycare, your dad, when he could give a you know what about you or Carly, Jocelyn?
And may I add, Sonny would die for Jocelyn before Zach would. And where was Zach asked when Oscar was dying? Who was taking care of Jocelyn emotionally when Oscar was dying? People, oh, that's right, Sonny. He made sure that girl was taken care of. He made sure Oscar. You know, if they wanted to take Oscar out of the country and find a crew, he was going to offer his debt. Okay, where were you, Zach? Where were you when all of that went down? Oh, yeah, you were out of the country. You know what? Sonny, just pull the hair out of them again.
Yeah, that's him. Meanwhile, Zach is having a relationship with one of the Logan girls on Bone and Beautiful, which I kind of didn't get with his character and Kate to begin with. So where were you at that time? Oh, yeah, I forgot, Jack. She was all on Bone and Beautiful trying to do...
It doesn't matter, Bobby, what I get mad about, people want to think Zach is a super father. No, he's not. And when Jocelyn finds out that he was hiding Nicholas out for weeks, months, and Jocelyn is great friend with Spencer, you really think that's going to really go down with your daughter, Zach? Really?
Nope.
So before people get on their high horse about all Sonny, screw you. Because Zach has done worse. Neil is still walking around. You know what? Sam can't see Vincent because they are convicts. Okay. But it's okay for Neil to move into the Quartermain Mansion who tried to kill Michael. But there are no restrictions on her.
Come on.
Come on.
We
never got justice for Morgan with Ava. And I mean, the only thing that happened, she set herself on fire. Oh, whoops. Oh, so she has to get a facelift and take Windermere away from Spencer. So, no. Ava and Zach and Valentine and all of, you know, can go in the harbor and never come back because of what they have done in this town. And stop making Jason and Sonny out to be the criminals of this town. They did not bring this marble on. Okay, they were ambushed. All of them were ambushed, right, Maggie?
Yes, they were totally ambushed. And the thing with Jason and Sam now, they can't be with one another because of their criminal record, right? Well, I didn't think back where Michael was in jail. and Jason went in there to save Michael, right? Well,
yeah.
Mel
yep.
just got out of jail. Are they allowed to associate now? Michael and
exactly.
Mel?
Exactly.
I mean, it's like...
Okay.
Yeah. And I don't
okay,
know,
I'm still a Jets fan.
Yeah. Yeah, but where does but where does Jordan fit into this? Where does Jordan fit in? And what happened to Belle? She's MIA. Should they be
yeah.
involved in this part of investigating? Because for all I care, Nell should have been the one that got shot and killed in the shootout. Not Laura getting shot where she's fighting for her life.
Mm-hmm.
At least Laura.
Okay, I guess
should,
I need to catch up.
And you know what,
Anne,
before we go, I just want to say I love Sasa. I love Michael and Sasa. One of the best pairings to come up. I love her. I hope she beats the hell out of Mel because I would.
Yeah.
Maggie, you love Sasha, don't you?
I love Sasha.
I mean, can you get on the high horse about what Sasha did? Really? No. Let's blame Valentine on that. Let's wear the problem like Valentine. Stop blaming my Sasha going along with a Valentine blackmail you. Okay?
Yeah.
Valentine could have easily killed Spencer. Okay? So before everyone wants to get on their high horse about all Sasha, Nina, and see the bad person, really? Valentine that set this whole thing in motion. So before everyone wants to say, oh, they hate Sasha because of what she did. Grow up, people. Grow up. Because you know what? Sasha is 30 times better than now.
Yeah. Other than Jocelyn, Sasha is the only reasonable one in this whole situation because Jordan doesn't have a clue what's going on. And Nina is kind of decided between who she wants to be with, let alone that loser, Jack, let alone Valentine. I think Spencer and Violet might be the reasonable ones until Emma comes back as far as being the reasonable ones on the show.
Yes. She's coming back. She's already recorded.
And one more thing, and I don't know if you can be able to get Sophia Madison who plays Sasha on the show because of the contract situation that we went over before, but that would be a great guest to have so we can talk to her one day.
Yes, and before we go, because the show ended, I just want to say our condolences to the Douglas family tonight. And I feel so sorry about Cook Douglas, you know, but he was 103. And, you know, I told Grandma this is what she has to live up to, 103.
Exactly.
You know?
That's what I was going to tell her.
I mean, even though my niece had my grandma promise until her 16th birthday that my grandma would live. Even though grandma is reneging on the show that she ever said this. But I remember grandma said it when she was in the hospital having her heart attack.
Oh.
So, even though she was on drugs, it still counts. But, okay, we'll be back tomorrow night. We'll be back tomorrow night with Lainey Davis. And then we won't have a show Friday because college boys won't be that great Friday.
Yeah,
and have a great night, everyone.
All right, good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Okay.
Good night.
Thank you, Jessica. Good night.